B-Pod Studios.
Supervisor on the air, can you say hello?
Yes, I am calling in regards to a problem I am having with, I'm not sure who his name is, who was just on the radio.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Hopefully there's something I can do to rectify the situation for you.
My daughter had called in and missed the out-to-lunch hour, and the lady was very considerate to me.
Right, she is. She's one that we're proud of. Susan Stone on middays here. She's fantastic.
My mom, I had wanted to know whether or not they had Ted Nugent Great White Buffalo.
We're a rock station. Of course we have that. Yeah, it's a classic.
See, me and my daughter are originally listeners of The Arrow, but we turned it in so that we could turn to 96.
Well, God bless you. You're one of the few people that are, and we thank you for that.
So that we could hear something different because they're out the lunch hour was just getting lame.
Exactly,
and
yes.
Of course, I have been, in desperate need, just to hear this one song. And the lady said that even though I missed the out the lunch thing with her, she said that she had written it down and that she would be nice enough to play it as soon as she could.
Okay. Where does the problem come in here? So far, it all sounds pretty good to me.
Well, I'm not sure whom he is, but he has hung up on my daughter several times when she has called in for was to ask whether or not the song was going to be played.
Well, that's certainly...
To check in on it.
That's certainly unacceptable, and that's not the way we do business here at K-Rock.
I'm sorry if she called in when he had a guest on the line.
Well, that's no excuse. I'm not going to have excuses made for that.
I must
tell you, we are in a position where we can ill afford to lose listeners. And if there's any way at all, if there's something that I can do to somehow make this up to you, I will do it, and I will do it immediately.
Well, I appreciate that. And also,
What was this gentleman's name that was so rude to you?
He is, as far as I know, on the air now.
Uh-huh. Okay. I know who we're dealing with, and that ass day is coming.
He was very rude to me as well.
And that is incomprehensible to me. You sound like a good Christian lady, and I can't imagine why he would do that other than the fact that he's just a vile, wicked man.
And I would really appreciate it if, you could, play the song. I mean, that was all I was asking in the first place, and I didn't mean to aggravate anybody or cause a
well problem. I'll tell you right now, ma'am, this possibly could be the final straw, because I am up to here with the gentleman that is on the air. He has been nothing but a headache. He refuses to play by the rules, and this call ices it. I understand that the man has personal problems. He's gone through a divorce, he has a small child, and he's certainly in no position to lose a job. But I'm afraid that this phone call is what's putting me over the edge, because I simply can't have this at my radio station, and his personal problems be damned. I will go in there and fire him right now. If that will rectify the situation, I will take him off the air, and I will put on the Ted Nugent song.
Will you...
Would that clear this up and keep you as a listener to our radio station?
Yes. Will you please dedicate it to Paula?
To Paula.
Paula Swain of North Fort Myers, Florida.
Paula Flain?
Swain. S-W-A.
Flame. Paula Flame.
No, Swain.
Paula Swain.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I am going to, if you would leave that radio locked on to 96.1 on your FM dial, I believe that you will be hearing some changes within the next few minutes that I think you will really enjoy. I hope that this has not left a bad taste in your mouth.
No, so long as I know that there are people out there that will take care of the problems and appreciate their listeners.
Oh, you can bet your sweet ass, honey. The axe is getting ready to fall. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
K-Rock, hello, you're on the air.
Yes, I was just calling because I would...
Excuse me, ma'am, you're gonna have to speak up a little bit.
I'm sorry. I was just calling because I would again like to thank your supervisor for handling the situation that had occurred so expertly, and for allowing me.
Hold on a second. What's your name?
Brandy.
Brandy. Yeah, my supervisor was just in here. Do you know what the hell? You just cost me my goddamn job. Who gives you the right? Who gives you the right to play God? I'm out. I just got out of surgery just days ago. I've got to go and deal with that. I've got problems in my personal life. And now my supervisor comes in and says he got a complaint from some woman, some girl, saying about great white buffalo, and he just tossed me the goddamn out of the building. Who the hell do you think you are? I'm talking to you.
Yes, I know you.
What have you done to me? What did you do? You just cost me my earning wage. I've got a family to support, and you just went and had my ass fired.
Turn me up just a skosh.
How does that make you feel?
I am very sorry.
No, you're not.
Fired.
You don't care. You just wanted your goddamn song, didn't you? You didn't care about me, my job, my career. You didn't care about nothing. You just wanted your song, huh?
I am sorry. I have been, in desperate need, just to hear this one song, but the way
here's
you
your song, bitch. Hey, Rock, hello, you're on the air.
Can you please play Witchy Lady by Eagles?
Huh? What? What do you think?
Witchy Lady.
Witchy Lady, huh? You want this dedicated?
Up there to North Fort Myers for you?
K-Rock, hello, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing? I just turned on the radio, and I heard that there's an opening for an afternoon guy.
I think so.
My name is Craig. I'm from Brooklyn, and being from Brooklyn, I'm a people person. So I think I'm going to be great for the job. And by the way, Haney rules.
K-Rock, hello, you're on the air.
Hi, can I please talk to Stan?
Yes, this is Stan.
Okay.
How old are you?
10.
And your dad's making you call, isn't he?
No. I call because I'm mad at you because you won't put my dad on the air.
Well, put your dad on the phone.
Yeah,
honey.
Put your dad on the phone.
Daddy! He wants to talk to you. And I'm telling you, he is not putting me up to this.
Okay, right.
You're a good girl. Put
your
daddy
girl.
On the phone.
You're a good girl. I'm not going to talk to you about this. I'm going to talk to your dad.
How rude.
What the? Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, you know, boy, that takes some gall to get your kid to go and call in to get you on the radio.
I didn't get her to do it.
That is an absolute shame.
Who is this?
This is Joe.
Joe, my name is Mark Haney, and Stan tells me that there's been something going on. I'm not up to speed on it. We've slighted you in some way?
No, I'm one of your favorite fans. I called in, and I told you guys how much my wife finally laughed. Right. Finally, she never liked you. I've been a fan of yours for 2 years.
How many years? Two?
About two, yeah.
Do you feel that you were treated shabbily by Stan? Because I wasn't in the room. I don't know what happened.
Did I treat you shabbily, or did I not talk to you and your lovely wife? And thank you both for your kind hospitality.
Joe, think of me like the manager at the restaurant whenever you're having a problem with the waiter. I'm here to make it right, because on this show, there's only one rule. Actually, there are two. The listener is always right. And number two, if you ever question that, refer back to rule
will
one.
Oh, you stop?
So, Joe, I apologize if you've had a problem there with Stan, but I want to make it right.
Mark?
Look at you. The kid crying. Now the kid's crying.
Stan, I think you've done enough.
I want to be my daddy.
Oh, my goodness.
Look what happened now.
She wanted to hear her daddy on the air.
We're going to make things right here, sweetheart. Don't cry about it.
All right.
How has Stan slighted you? What can we do?
Hello?
Now we're up to our request and dedication. And it comes to us from Joe, a young man in Kentucky, who says he's found himself on the receiving end of a pain that's been passed down through the generations. Here's what he writes. Dear Casey, I'd like to dedicate a very special song I recently heard on the radio to my father, whom I've learned to understand over time. You see, Casey, all those years I was growing up, I never knew why my father never gave me a hug or told me he loved me. There were many times during my childhood I could have used a hug or a word of affection. I always resented my father for not giving them to me. It got to the point where
Guy
I hated him
one heard
because
that there's
it really
an opening
hurt
here
inside.
At the radio station.
I
He's
thought I'd never
applying,
forgive
wants to know how.
Then, about 5 years ago, we moved close to my grandmother. She and I had never met, but once we did, it explained to me why my father was the way he was. It was because he had never received a hug or been told he was loved. He had been hurt, too. It wasn't that he wanted to be cruel to me. He just didn't know how to act otherwise. So, Casey, could you please play that beautiful song I heard? It's for my father. To tell him, I finally understand. Signed, Joe. Joe, here's your request and dedication.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say, 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
Tip of the Beasley Broadcasting spear. That's it. Yeah, the spear. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. Wednesday. Somebody's been on hold here. Ahoy, who's this?
How are you guys doing? My name is Corey Banks, and I
recently... Hold on, why don't you calm down? Calm down. Let's start. It's early for us, anyway. I know. Start out slow. Hot. Your name's Corey?
My name's Corey. I recently heard that you guys have an opening for an on-air position, and I actually have a broadcast background, and I used to work for iHeart. They didn't give me the opportunity.
I think this is probably one I should handle.
Yeah, handle this one, Annie.
Corey, first of all, thank you for contacting us over here at Beasley. We are always looking for new talent, but there's you're actually calling it a good time. There's a little bit of a transition going on here at Beasley, and that's probably what you've heard about. I need whatever I say to you to remain confidential. You understand how these things are.
Yes, sir.
Now, we've got a lot of dead wood around here. We have a lot of older personalities, okay? And they've done a good job for us, but we've decided we need to go in a new direction. And we find that our older personalities are set in their ways. They tend to be conservative. And what we're looking for is more of a refreshing look at today. We're looking for personalities who are woke, who want to save the environment, who understand gender equality and things like that. Is this something that that you think you'd be good at?
Yes, sir, because my political view is right in the middle. You're talking to the guy who is not judgmental at all.
Well, what we need is a little bit more than that. And, of course, we don't like to use profanity in our business. But what we're looking for specifically is that F Trump crowd.
Yeah, I don't really like him either.
Okay, well, obviously you're not going to be political all the time, but we've learned you can't stay away from it. If you were to be on the air right now, and say a listener was to call in and ask you a very simple question as to what is your opinion of President Trump and his recent comments about the city of Baltimore and longtime Congressman Elijah Cummings, do you believe that that's racist?
I believe 100% it's racist. That's one of the reasons why I didn't like him. I know he's a racist bigot, and as a president of the United States of America, you need to have accountability of your actions, and you need
okay.
to be able...
Okay, you're boring me now. I need a little more spice than that. I'm hearing you say it, but I'm not believing that you believe it. Let's try it again.
I do. Okay.
Is President Trump a racist?
100%.
That's a weak answer. I need fire.
Okay.
What can you give me? Because I think you've got it in you, and I know it's a little intimidating to be going through a non-traditional interview process like that, but that's what we here at Beasley have learned is most effective is... to just go ahead and find out if you got it or you don't. So let's try one more time. The statement is President Trump is a racist and you're on the air.
President Trump
with all that you
is a racist and he has not really come through on his promises and he's been... honestly lying about what he's been doing with the LGBTQ community to the people. And I personally think that's something that's not going to help our country.
Okay, hold on just a second. You know, I'm a little older myself. What you said a series of letters there. It started with an L. L, what was it?
LGBTQ community.
Okay, I'm not familiar with that. What does that mean?
Oh, that's the community that is the transgender, the homosexual, and pretty much the anyone that's a minority.
Okay, so that's sort of like the NAACP. It's for black people.
Exactly.
Okay.
And he's lying about it, and he's been putting it into law. He's been writing laws up that have been contradicting with his press conferences.
He's been writing laws, and these are against the
LGBTQ community.
Uh-huh. Okay, and why do they call it that if it's about black people?
It's more than just black people. Like I said, it's minorities. It's people who are homosexual.
Okay, hold on a
second. People who are trans.
Let me write this down. Okay, so we've got, that way I won't have to keep asking, minorities.
Exactly.
Okay, and then who's next? In the LGBTQ.
So pretty much homosexuals.
Okay, homos.
Transgenders.
He, she's. All right. Minorities.
And pretty much, and more so along the lines of, obviously, Mexico.
Mexico.
Because we do have the money right now to be able to fund the wall, but that shouldn't even happen in the first place, because what's going on is that he's allowing the Border Patrol to honestly cage these people who are just trying to find a better life. In my opinion, that is wrong.
And now you have to remember, I'm an old fogey, but my understanding is the other side of that argument. I'm not saying I agree with it, but their premise is that they're breaking the law when they come into the country illegally. Now, I'm not married to that. Is that something we need to do away with? Or
I think there has to be a process that it's in between where we need to...
Maybe hold him at a bus station until we can get a look at him?
I think we need to find out where exactly they are actually coming from. We need to find out their records from other countries that they've been at.
Yeah. Well, why would it matter what country they were coming from? Wouldn't that be racist?
It's not necessarily racist. You're finding out exactly their identity. You can't just group all of them in the same pool, is where I'm getting at, sir.
Okay. Well, that makes sense, I guess. It's just I've seen my son showed me a video of 150 people of all nationalities just running across the border in the middle of the night, and they weren't allowed to stop them. And we don't know who they are.
I mean, of course you're going to have those. You're obviously going to have those kind of people too. But we need to find a better way for these people to gain citizenship.
All right, I'm just spitballing here. What about a wall? Wouldn't that do something? And then that way, if there's a wall, you're absolutely certain who it is that's coming around, because they'd have to come through the door in the wall where we could go, who are you, where do you come from, what's your background?
I mean, the wall does make sense, but to an extent.
I've been told it was racist, and I'm not sure. And immoral, I believe.
Who told you this?
Wow. We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
A soothing waterfall of character flaws coupled with the bitter taste of harsh judgment. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. Wednesday, that means the lovely Karen will be joining us for another edition of Are You Smarter Than Haney? Up for grabs today. If you are, in fact, smarter than Haney, a pair of tickets to Busch Gardens. We'll give you the details on that momentarily. But that's the prize today, Busch Gardens, if you're smarter than Haney.
Oh, let's see. LGBT. means minorities, homos, trans, Mexico.
Hold on. Somebody just texted the new anagram there. It is now the LBGTQMBNM. You got to add on Mexicans, blacks, and minorities.
Well, then you have to put a W on there for whitey, don't you?
No, they don't. We don't count. You know, that's not on the list. Okay, we'll do the grab bag here in just a second. I want everyone within the sound of my voice to go and look up the Kelley Blue Book value of your automobile. Do it right now. I'll wait. Aaron Walker at Naples Nissan.
Was that enough time?
Yep. Wants you to look at that Kelley Blue Book. Go to KelleyBlueBook.com. Mm-hmm. Find what your car's worth. He'll add $5,000 to it.
Wait a second.
Yeah, you will.
You're talking about the actual Blue Book? Because I know a lot of the dealers, they don't use that. They use the Black Book, which is much cheaper.
Kelley Blue Book.
So when you go and look up your Blue Book value and you think you know what your car is worth, and then you go to the dealer and they go, well, you're not an automotive professional. We don't use the Blue Book. You're talking about actual Blue Book
Blue
price.
Book, and he'll add $5,000 to it. So if your
How does he do this?
If your car's worth $5,000, it's now worth $10,000 to him. If your car's worth $10,000, it's now worth $15,000 to Aaron Walker for you to go and purchase a brand new Nissan Nissan.
Again, that's very nice, but what is he doing?
700 cars to choose from. All coming with Naples Nissan's lifetime warranty, and you—this is not the one the dealers use.
I'm just trying to figure out the downside to this.
Go look up your Blue Book price, $5,000 more.
All right. At some point, are you going to give me the catch?
There's no catch. Head on over to Naples
actual
Nissan.
Blue Book, and then add five.
Yep, Pine Island Road in Naples. $5,000 over the Kelley Blue Book value. And get yourself in a new Nissan at Naples Nissan.
Well, I'll tell you what. Aaron Walker is not going to win any popularity contests with the other dealers.
By the way, go to NaplesNissan.com. You can preview all the cars there so you have something in mind that you want when you get an extra $5,000 added to your Kelley Blue Book value of your car. Simple as that. Naples Nissan.
Good luck to him. I guess the math works out on that somehow for him.
Grab bag.
I can't do it.
Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. Thank you very much, Matt Mangus. Program director Matt Mangus.
I mean, he's so unlike the other dealers we knew because, like our buddy Ray, it would just be like, here's a free hot dog.
Yep. 5,000. I mean, that's significant.
And on top of Blue Book.
Yep. Well, by the way, sad news in the world of football, especially if you're a Dolphins fan.
Oh, yeah.
Nick Bonacani passed away today. He was 78. More than a football player, and he was a great one with the no-name defense of the Dolphins' perfect season.
And he was a brilliant man. An attorney.
Yeah. Agent.
For years, he sat next to Lenny Dawson on Inside the NFL.
Yep.
On HBO. He built that show.
And I
find it odd that later in life that he believed that he had the CTE.
Yep. And he's donated his brain to be examined.
And we would be remiss without mentioning that the whole second half of his life was devoted to his son and the Miami Project to cure paralysis.
1985, his son was playing for the Citadel and became paralyzed.
But what really surprises me...
Number 85.
...is this CTE, because when he and Dawson were doing that show... There was nobody sharper than Bonacani.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't be surprised if it was Lenny Dawson, because he'd forget things and get the teams wrong, and Bonacani would be there to set the record straight.
It is a lot like pugilistic dementia with blows to the head. Great example, and you got to do your research on this. Sugar Ray Robinson fought professionally for 25 years and was fine for a long time after he retired, and it hit him. Same thing with Floyd Patterson, the former heavyweight champ. Articulate until he wasn't. Nick Bonacani, after he retired, very articulate man, a great broadcaster.
And a great thinker.
And it hit him later on in life. Sad.
And when he was doing Inside the NFL, he was, you know, that rare guy where he'd pop off with things that I didn't know. Normally, when you're watching a football show, you pretty much already know it. But he had insights into the game that I didn't get from anybody else. Yeah. Great man.
One of the greats. I got a little tip for you today. I know a lot of you might be a new pet owner, specifically a dog. And you have a new dog in your home. We now present to you today's dog tip of the day. Okay?
Here's today's dog tip. After coming home from a long day and you're greeting your dog for the first time, or you're greeting a new dog, always let them smell you first. Then, the first time you pet them, always start underneath the chin. Work your way up to the neck, then the head. Never start on top of the head. Your dog will thank you for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought that's how you did it.
No, maybe. Look, don't take my word for it.
Your Dobie loved it. Didn't know when you tap him on the head.
Yeah, loves it being tapped on the head. Happy birthday, Zach Brown.
To a little bit of chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night. Adios and Vicom Deals. Yeah, I'm leaving GA. Cause now I'm knee deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. I saw goodbye in her eyes.
You're welcome. 41 year old Zach. I know a lot of you have seen it. As a matter of fact, I think I played it on the grab bag. It was that angry mom at Disneyland. Was it Disneyland or Disney World? Where she was screaming. Oh, it was Disney World. She was screaming all kinds of profanities at having to wait in line and how.
I'll go get her if you want me to, because I'm fixing to go to jail tonight.
And she was complaining that adults shouldn't go to Disney World, that Disney World is for kids, and she's got two kids, and she's stuck. Well, it's hard for her to understand everything that she's saying in that viral video. So we had our people go and reenact. We transcribed the words she said, and then we had a lovely lady reenact what she was saying in the video so we understand what she was saying. These are the actual words she used so that you can understand what she's saying from that viral video.
It pisses me off to no end when I see childless couples without children at Disney World. Disney World is a family amusement park. These immature millennials throw away their money on useless crap. They have no idea the joy and happiness it is to mothers who buy their babies treats and toys. They will never experience the exhaustion that it is to 3-year-old around and getting stares at, assuming I'm a bad mother. This is in some very slutty shorts and was buying a Mickey pretzel and 8-1-1, but the line was very long and I said later and it broke his poor little heart and he cried and I want like that. You made my son cry. Disney World is for children. People without children need to be banned. Mothers with children should be allowed to skip all the lines. You have no idea what it is like to have to stand in line for 3 hours with a cranky, tired, exhausted toddler, and I can't just tell him that we can't do something because it's his vacation too. I f***ing hate childless women with a burning passion.
That's the exact transcript.
You know, I don't agree with it.
Not fully.
With maybe a rare exception because of what I do for a living, it's possible. But even then, I cannot recall being at a theme park unless I was a child myself or I was taking my daughter.
Right.
Other than that, I can't think of it. I think she's right.
There's part of her that is right. But you have to be very careful saying that on a Beasley station.
What?
Because we have a man.
Oh, that's right. We're supposed to be woke.
We have a man that runs this place that thinks it is his paradise.
Are we talking about a man who has experienced all the finer things across the globe, from the Louvre,
yes,
to the Far East, yes, and everywhere in between?
Yes. The ancient Orient.
Yes.
Yeah.
The old Silk Road.
Yeah.
And he prefers Disney.
Yes. He's got...
Why didn't you stop me then?
Well, I thought you knew.
I try to mind my own business. I don't know how you know that.
I do know. I'll tell you more about it outside.
You know everything.
Yep. I have ears everywhere. The latest... Licking ice cream, putting it back on the shelf.
Oh, God.
Doing stuff.
Yeah, well, it's been ratcheted up a notch.
It sure has.
What a stupid...
A 20-year-old.
I should be... You know what? I should be allowed to cuss on the air, yep, based on what she did.
A 20-year-old, they say woman. This ain't a woman.
What the...
A 20-year-old woman... goes into the grocery store with her cell phone, and it was a Walmart.
It makes me borderline violent hearing this.
She relieved...
Like, how could you have that little respect for your fellow human being?
She relieved herself on some potatoes at Walmart, all the while getting it on her phone, then walked out. Well, the 20-year-old woman near Pittsburgh turned herself in yesterday because they got her on video. They got her dead to right. I will say this, that this 20-year-old already has an attorney, and he would like you to understand a few things about her.
Obviously, this is a regrettable situation for Miss Brown. She's embarrassed. She's a young woman.
Regrettable.
That, made a mistake, but she's going to address whatever issues she may or may not have, and she's going to move forward.
That's, like, really gross. It's, like, gross. Why do it? She must be ill or something. Sick. She needs to get fine.
She might need some help in some way. I wash all my produce.
Yeah, you better.
You know, there used to be a time when we... took pride that we as human beings were better than all the other animals.
Yep.
Used to take pride in that.
Yep. A higher primate.
Yep. And we'd do things like, you know, put a cigar in a monkey's mouth, dress him in a suit, and laugh.
Yeah. I'm laughing now just thinking about it.
Yep. But it's not so funny when you've got a 20-year-old woman pulling a stunt like that. Who's smarter? I'll tell you who's smarter. The monkey.
Yep.
Because the monkey even knows you don't do that where you eat. That's a very basic rule that most people don't even need to be taught.
I know.
Even an infant Even an infant knows, get that away from me. I don't want it near my food.
Rob, you got to show Haney this video because the sound is great because the car is really whining and winding up. But there was a crazy road rage incident in that started out with a pretty damn good-looking woman using her shoe to pound on a car's windshield. She was
You see that a lot.
She was throwing a little temper tantrum.
Yeah.
The guy in the car is trying to get away. Is he trying to hit her or not? Well, a spectator who sees this happening is trying to get her away from the car, and he's yelling at the driver. But the driver's really revving it up, going back and forth.
Just trying to get away.
Finally, the guy that tried to intervene gets in front of the car, and he hits him good. Here's the sound effect. You need to watch the video. Oh, it started from the beginning. Oh, there he goes. There she is, pounding on the car. He takes off, stops, evidently trying to hit somebody. Backs up again. This guy's trying to stop him. Stops again. Backs up again. And watch this. He goes after him.
Just smash windscreen, Lex.
What? What?
Here she is.
No, no winners there.
No.
Yeah, they probably got together and had sex that night.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, no charges pressed. I guess the guy that was flung into the light pole.
Oh, Mr. Budinski?
Yes, he'll be okay. We've had the...
Never get involved in that.
No, ever. That there's no win. And you're going to get hurt.
And you go and... You got nothing to do with this, and you decide that's the hill you're going to die on. You're going to put your body in front of a car. That's dumb.
Hulk Hogan turns 66 in less than 2 weeks. And so many wrestling fans have been waiting for that epic Hulk Hogan comeback. It's not going to happen. He was on Stone Cold Steve Austin's podcast to explain the hell he has gone through and that he just physically can't wrestle anymore. Hulk Hogan
has
officially retired.
Him.
Oh, we saw it.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Went in for one back surgery and it turned into having 9 back surgeries. So, you know, I was still wrestling, but as soon as they cut on my back, it was game over. I went to a place called Laser Spine. They cut on me 6 times, and they basically took me out of the game. They cut so much bone away, and things went awry. Well, after they told my new wife, Jennifer, I'd never walk again after the 6th surgery, it took me 3 more 12-hour surgeries to get up on my feet and rolling again. I was down about 1.5 years. But all that being said, I'm pretty darn cool. I can't wrestle again, but I'm really cool other than this darn arthritis is kicking in.
So that's pretty much it for the Hulkster. What, 9 surgeries on his back. And we saw when he was in here with us, he was in a lot
guy.
Of pain. And he's a good guy.
He's a good guy, and he's, you know, he was, in many ways still is, but at one point, he was just on top of the world, and it seemed like he had it made. Had his beautiful family and all that. But things like that just don't seem to last. Everything went south.
Yeah.
And we saw him at a particular time where he was dealing with heartbreaking legal issues.
Yeah, he was in a very weak moment.
And what I took from that is, you know what, this is just a good guy. Yeah, he got some breaks, worked hard for everything he's got. But even when you think you reach that level where, okay,
yep.
I'm untouchable now. No, you're not.
No.
Something can always bring you down.
Take a break.
And generally, it won't be your enemies that do it to you.
That's true. Phone lines open when we come back. Smarter than Haney later on, Busch Gardens. Stan and Haney, 96K Run.
We're just like most of you. Financially devastated ex-husbands, unrepentantly proud fathers, and underappreciated employees. Stan and Haney in the afternoon on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Telephone number 277-9600. Love to hear from you. I'm looking at prizes. We do have some pewter mug left. This being the last day of the month, we do still have some pewter mug. Maybe if you contribute, we'll throw you a pewter mug north, down in North Naples, 277-9600. About 30 minutes away from Are You Smarter Than Haney? 277-9600. What do you got for us, Haney? What do you got for us today?
I got an old favorite of yours.
All right.
Tiny bubbles,
Donald.
You sang it with him.
I did.
Make me happy.
It's for you, buddy.
Make me feel fine.
Ah, the great Don Ho.
277-9600. Make me warm all over.
Don Ho was the Bruno Mars of his era.
Yeah, he was. If you went to Hawaii back like in the 60s and 70s, into the 80s, into the 90s, you had to stop by and see Don Ho perform.
Much like seeing Wayne Newton in Las Vegas.
In Las Vegas, absolutely. Don Ho, guest on this show. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Gary down in Naples.
Hey, Gary.
Hey, I got a quick Hulk Hogan story for you to show you what kind of great guy he was. I've been working at a major hotel on Marco Island now for 35 years. And he came in about 25 years ago and he was working for Gillette to do a promotional thing for him with the group in-house. I checked him in. I didn't realize how big he was until I got in the elevator.
Oh, he's a big guy.
Huge. And he sat in the lobby for at least an hour signing 5x7s for any young, old, it didn't matter. He sat right there. Boy, the kids and the adults, it was wild.
Yeah.
But I've seen celebrities in there, but never do something like that.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of guy he was.
He was a good guy, and he's still
a good guy. He's still a good guy. He's not dead, but he's not wrestling no more. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do indeed, Gare?
Gare, can I get you a pewter mug, Gare?
No, I can't, Stan, because I just stopped and picked up my barbecue saw from the other day.
Oh, good man.
Have you made anything with it yet?
No, not yet. I'm waiting for my son to get home. He's the chef.
It goes well with anything, Gare.
You're going to enjoy it.
I enjoy you guys. You're the best.
Thank you, Gary.
You're the best, Gary.
You are. We've dealt with a lot of wrestlers. And Hulk Hogan, a big guy. The biggest person that I've ever seen in my life was Big Show. The biggest...
Human being
I ever saw in my life. When he came into the studio, he had to bend down to get through the door. And never saw anybody that large in my life.
Yeah, he's definitely number one. You know who's bigger than you'd think he would be? Dolphins linebacker Brian Cox.
See, I haven't ever seen him in person.
Well, you know, he's a linebacker, so
he's
big.
Big.
But the first time that I met him and saw him in person, it's like, good Lord, I cannot imagine being hit by this man.
Yeah. There are certain people.
I mean, he was bigger, because I met a lot of football players, and he was bigger than the D lineman. He was just huge.
There are certain people that you might not associate them with being huge, big, but they take up a lot of space.
Mm-hmm.
They're a presence. You know, we talk about Dolphins and stuff, but you see some of the guys like your pal Larry Little and a few of the other players that were, they're not big, they've put on weight because they're older, but they're not super imposing in size.
Mm-hmm.
When we were in Las Vegas for the De La Hoya fight, I walked by Magic Johnson. Now, Magic Johnson's what, 6'5", maybe?
6'6", I think.
He takes up a lot of space.
Mm-hmm.
You walk by him and you look at him and you go, this guy is huge. And we've seen people taller than him way more. He took up a lot of space. I was like, man, that's a big guy. A lot of other wrestlers, they're average size. They're big guys. They're good at what they do, but they're not imposing. They're not,
and
again, taking up space.
And generally, you know, football players, fighters, wrestlers, you know, it's a business where you pretty much need to be big.
Yep.
But when you meet actors, they're elfin.
A lot of them. Well, Tom Cruise, the one that doesn't age. Yep. Little guy. Little. His female co-stars are always bigger than him.
Mm-hmm.
Just little elfin guy.
It's like the opposite of what you would think.
Mm-hmm. 277-9600. Let Rob get through this one, and we'll find out who's on the blower. Oh, you're playing all of my favorites today.
Yeah, I figured it'd be nice to stand day.
Thank you, buddy. Ahoy.
Ahoy, fellas. This is JJ.
Hey, JJ.
I was like 22, and I met Andre the Giant and Ric Flair, and Andre was like three times my size.
Oh, yeah. Ric Flair isn't. Ric Flair is not a big guy.
No, Ric Flair is not, but Andre the Giant, he is huge.
Yeah, I never had the opportunity to stand next to Andre the Giant.
I wonder where he would, where him and Big Show, what the tale of that tape would be.
Rob, can you get the stats of Andre versus Big Show? I'm willing to bet they're pretty close.
I did see a picture of Will Chamberlain and Arnold Schwarzenegger and Andre the Giant during the Conan the Barbarian movie, and Will Chamberlain and Andre was holding up Arnold Schwarzenegger in the middle of them.
Will Chamberlain.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is not big.
No. Muscular, but not. Will Chamberlain was another guy that took up a lot of space. And, of course, he was tall. But he was a big guy. Rob, what do you got for stats? How tall versus how tall?
Tale of the tape.
The Big Show is 7'0" tall. He weighs 383 pounds. Andre the Giant was 7'4", 520 pounds.
Oh, jeez!
I can't imagine that.
Cannot imagine.
When he first came out, the Big Show, they brought him out as the Giant, and the whole thing was that he was supposedly Andre's son. That was the whole gimmick that they had. Yeah.
Well, but Big Show used to step over the top rope like Andre did. Who was the other big guy that Andre didn't like? Was it Big John Studd? I think it was. I think those two truly didn't like each other.
It says the Macho Man here. He hated the Macho Man.
Oh, I can see that.
Very rough on Mach.
I'm going to tell you a quick wrestling story.
I got along fine with Mach.
Macho Man was fine. He didn't want to be bothered. Let's put it that way.
And I understood that.
And I understand that. When I was in college, this was in the... Well, I'll tell you what year it was. It was 1985. And I was at UCF. And there was a wrestling show coming to Orlando. Might have been the Sportatorium. I don't know. But Randy the Macho Man Savage was going to be there with Miss Elizabeth. Then there was going to be, who else was on the card? Tito Santana was on the card. Mike Rotundo was on the card. They were all coming to Orlando. And I was doing a thing, and you've seen it, but the tape's long gone. It's been long destroyed. But I... was on a TV show playing the wrestling critic.
Oh, I vaguely remember that.
And it was a movie review show. And then I would come in with my robe and mask on and bust up the set and hit the hosts of the show as the wrestling critic. Well,
remember when we had Stan and Haney's Outlaws of Wrestling, and we had the guy who wanted to be Steve Austin?
Vaguely. had any. So the movie review show was going to do their show from the wrestling event. And everybody got the green light to go and do the show down there. But they said, we're bringing the wrestling critic, i.e. me, in my wrestling mask. And it was Randy the Macho Man Savage that said he would not disgrace the sport of wrestling by having some college kid in a fake wrestling mask come down. Because I wanted them to go and toss me around a little. But that,
work you over a bit?
Macho would have nothing of it.
But it was the integrity of the sport.
Right. Jeez.
Same thing happened to you in baseball, didn't it? The integrity of the sport.
Yeah, when I was supposed to play professional baseball. Yeah, did get to play professional football.
Yes, you did.
Was not allowed to play professional baseball because the commissioner of the Florida State League called it a what was it? I still have the letter.
It was to protect the integrity of the game.
Because that was a Mike Vec deal, and I just wanted one at bat, so that if they went and looked at the professional baseball record book, you'd see my name as one at bat.
Yeah, well, you managed to do it in football.
I did.
And we did get you out on the rink wearing a Whalers uniform.
I did, yep. Took slap shots. Stopped two of them. One went, thankfully, wide.
You stopped the two you were meant to stop.
Yeah. He could fire
He could
shot.
Have killed you.
Yeah, I know that. We're going to take a break.
The great... legendary Everblades defenseman Eric Ricard.
Yeah.
Now, he was 6'5".
He was a brute. But he was French-Canadian, and you'd show him a shiny coin. And we'll be back. Lovely Karen joins us. Somebody going to pick up some Busch Gardens tickets. They got extended hours at Busch Gardens now through August 11th.
Isn't this pleasant?
I love this.
You should be in an excellent mood now.
You, smarter than
you're welcome.
I know everything was great. 96K Rock.
Fred and Barney, Siegfried and Roy, Ralph and Norton, Stan and Haney. Oh, you got to be shitting me. You can't pay me enough to say this. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. About 30 minutes away from your first look at traffic, news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. But it is Wednesday, and the lovely Karen has joined us in studio. Hi, Karen.
Hello.
And thank you for joining us. How's that new dog of yours doing?
She's
that puppy.
Great. She's that great. Puppy. She's a little nibbly right now, but I mean,
beautiful animal.
She's great.
Yep.
Those eyes.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, gonna grow up to be a 200-pounder.
Yeah, I was telling him, I was like, she better not want me to like carry her on the regular, because I mean, that's gonna get old and heavy real quick.
They don't know how big they are.
And you don't want him to get used to it.
Want you to carry him around and all that stuff.
No, but she's a great girl.
Put a sweater on at Christmas time.
Oh, no. No clothes. No clothes.
That's very, you're a good girl.
Yeah no. I'll pass on that.
The prize today for
dogs, when they do that, I look at them and you can see it in their eyes. And I'm like, you know, you're a good boy.
For even
to allow them
that, yes.
to do that to you.
Good boy. That sounds like you're talking to Dave. Busch Gardens is the prize.
He is a good boy.
96K Rock invites you to the late night thrills of Busch Gardens summer nights.
What happens?
Extended hours.
Ooh.
Now through August 11th. Music, live entertainment, plus that Tigress new roller coaster.
Is that the name of it?
I think it's, I don't know. They got a special summer menu items.
Is that the same as the roller coaster Tigris?
Yes. By the way, a complimentary admission for veterans to Busch Gardens, so that's really good. Listen all this week to get your tickets to Busch Gardens for their summer nights. That's the prize up for grabs if you're smarter than Haney.
If you are smarter than me, I would like to see you. Can try it, Stan's got
prizes. Yours for free if you prove you're smarter than me. It's not easy, it's hard work. Stand strict questions.
Yeah, you got me on one last week.
All yeah. Those prizes, yours for free. Matching wits with Mark Haney. You're a contestant, stands the host.
Hi, everybody.
I'm the one who knows the f***ing most. If you dare to disagree, simply prove you're smarter than me. I'm a genius,
you're a slob.
I must beat you, that's my f***ing job. If you think you're smarter than me,
I politely disagree. 2779600. You cannot have won anything in the last 60 days. There are six categories. First person to get to all six, whether it's Haney or the random Stan and Haney listener, will win those tickets to Busch Gardens. To even be eligible for the tickets, you must get at least two right or they go back into the prize closet. If you answer correctly, you will hear this. Incorrectly. Oh, there you are. Loud to taking too long. You lose. Keep in mind that if you cannot answer the question and your opponent has an opening in that category, they can steal. Karen is your lifeline for one category. You must call on her before I ask the question, and she will answer a question for you. Random listener does not necessarily mean the first one. Karen?
Release the phones.
Phone lines are released. Now you are free to call. Cannot have won anything in the last 60 days. This is for Busch Gardens tickets if you defeat Mark Haney. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Jason.
Jason, have you won anything from us in the last 60 days?
I have not.
All right, Jason, would you like to try to defeat Haney?
I'm going to give it my best shot.
All right, say hi to Karen. She's your lifeline.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, Jason. You got this. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, six categories. First person to get to all six will win. Karen's your lifeline for both of you. The categories are geography, entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure. We begin the game, as always, with Mark Haney. Now, you got to listen to the question, Jason, because if Haney can't answer it, you can steal, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, Haney, category?
Geography.
Geography. Haney, what sea does the Danube empty into? What sea does the Danube empty into?
The Black Sea?
You are absolutely correct. It is the Black Sea. And you are on the board, Haney. Jason, category?
Science.
All right, science and nature. Jason, what metal is the essential ingredient in a dental amalgam filling?
Silver.
Incorrect. Haney, you can steal.
Lead.
Incorrect. Anybody?
No.
Mercury. Mercury. Let's see. Haney, control. Entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure.
Let's go sports and leisure.
Sports and leisure for Mark Haney. This would be in the leisure. Haney, what flavor is Grand Marnier?
Grape.
Incorrect. You can steal, Jason.
I'll steal with orange.
You are correct. It is orange on the board, and you have
control. You have Karen as a lifeline.
Does that give away the fact that I don't drink that?
Yes. Yes, it does. Control, pick a category, Jason.
What's left? Help me out.
You have geography, entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature.
Arts and literature.
Arts and literature. In arts and literature, let's see. What Douglas Adams bestseller became a computer game in 1984? What Douglas Adams bestseller became a computer game in 1984? Need an answer.
I'll use my lifeline.
Too late. It's before I ask the question.
Okay, I got you.
Take a guess.
Casualties of War.
Incorrect. Haney, you can steal in arts and literature.
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Did that amuse you, Karen?
Yeah.
And, Haney, you have control, entertainment, history, science and nature, sports and leisure.
History.
History for Mark Haney. Both of you still have Karen as your lifeline. Let's see. Haney, in history, whose tomb did Howard Carter discover in 1922?
King Tut.
Yes, Tutankhamun. King Tut. Jason.
They got a condo made of stone.
Geography, entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature, Jason.
Geography.
Geography. How many time zones are spanned by Russia? How many time zones sit in Russia?
Three.
Incorrect. Haney, you already have the category. Anybody got a guess?
Two.
Six.
Oh,
a lot. There's a lot more. 11.
What?
11 time zones. Haney, entertainment, science and nature, sports and leisure.
Sports and leisure.
Sports and leisure. Remember, Jason, you got to get two right to even be eligible for the prize. You have one right so far. In sports and leisure, Haney. I'm not going to ask that one. Haney, how many, listen carefully, how many throwing events are there in a decathlon? You know, like what Bruce Jenner won? How many, or Caitlin, how many throwing events are in the decathlon?
Three.
You are absolutely correct. It is three throwing events. You have sports and leisure. Jason, you have Karen as a lifeline if you want to use her. Geography, entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature.
I'll use my lifeline on entertainment, please.
All right, Karen, you ready?
Let's do
entertainment
this for Jason.
Lifeline for Jason.
Yes.
La da 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 da. For Jason,
yes,
Karen, what kind of animals starred in the movie Happy Feet?
They're penguins.
You are correct.
There you go, Jason.
On the board with entertainment. You got two right so far, Jason. Nice job. Haney, category, entertainment, science and nature.
Well, I haven't used my lifeline yet.
You have not. Karen, what would you like?
Let's stick to entertainment. Let's get this for Haney, too.
All right. Entertainment. For Haney, Karen.
Yes.
What TV show's tough guys drink scotch at the Bada Bing? What TV show's tough guys drink scotch at the Bada Bing? For Haney in entertainment. The Bada Bing.
You're killing me.
Yep.
She wanted to stick with entertainment.
You're killing me.
She wanted to stick with entertainment.
Yeah, but for his question, you ask her about Happy Feet.
Is this even in like my like lifespan?
Yes, it is.
Okay, okay.
Yes, it
and it's
is.
A TV show. Or is it a movie?
It's a TV,
okay.
TV show.
Okay.
Did I say sitcom?
I don't know.
No, it's prestige TV on cable.
It's cable.
I'm gonna go. Cable. Is it Steinfeld?
No, it's not Steinfeld. Sorry. You already have the category,
yes.
Jason, but do you want to tell Karen?
That would be The Sopranos.
Yes, The Sopranos.
Oh, man.
You're a bastard.
What? I'm taking the question. Jason, geography, history, arts and literature, science and nature.
Arts and literature.
Arts and literature.
You're a total bastard.
Come on. Arts and literature.
Knew exactly what you were doing.
That's why he did the... beforehand.
Yes, he did. Yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm.
In arts and literature, Jason, what French museum's curator is murdered in the Da Vinci Code?
Oh, yeah. I have never even watched it.
Listen to the question. What French museum's curator is murdered in the Da Vinci Code? So we're looking for a museum in the movie The Da Vinci Code.
He didn't see the movie. Why are you hammering him?
He's like, you repeating it isn't going to put it in my head.
All right, fine. Fine, I need an answer then, Jason.
You got this, Jason.
The National French Museum.
Incorrect. Anybody?
Louvre.
Yeah, the Louvre. The Louvre Museum. Haney, entertainment, science, and nature.
Science. Let's see what sort of entertainment question you come up with now.
All right. In
I'm guessing it'll be something Karen knows, I bet, that I don't have a clue about.
Exactly.
Probably something to do with Beyonce.
No, it is not. Okay. Let me throw this one at you. What 1993 dinosaur movie featured Samuel L. Jackson as Ray Arnold? What 1993 dinosaur movie featured Samuel L. Jackson as Ray Arnold?
Would that be Jurassic Park?
It would be Jurassic Park and science.
All right.
That was entertainment. You are at match point, Haney. Jason, we need some catching up here. You have control. Geography, history, arts and literature, science and nature.
Let's do geography.
Geography. Jason, what is Ethiopia's main commercial crop? Ethiopia's main commercial crop.
A soybean.
Incorrect. Anybody? Anybody? Ethiopia's main commercial crop.
Rice.
Incorrect.
Wheat.
incorrect. Coffee. Haney, you are at match point. What this means, Jason, is Haney's going to get to answer a question in science and nature. You do not have that category. If Haney misses, you can steal it and gain control, a possible 2-point swing. If Haney gets it right, game over. Haney wins in science and nature. Haney in science and nature, and I thank you. And I need it exact. What is an EKG?
Electrocardiogram.
You are correct. Game over. It is correct. The electrocardiogram. Now, we are at a predicament. Jason, you lost and lost badly. You had two right. One you got on your own. One Karen gave you. It was penguins. That does get you eligible for the Busch Gardens. But in order to get those Busch Gardens tickets, you have to tell my friend Mark Haney something.
Okay, what's that?
Oh. You don't know what you have to tell Haney? What's the name of the game?
This is Are You Smarter Than Haney?
Right, and he defeated you, so you must tell Haney.
So the question is,
are you smarter than Haney?
I am not. Not even close.
Okay, but you got to say his name in it, too. I am not even close, smarter than...
I'm not even close, smarter than Mark Haney.
Yep, okay. There you go. Just had to get that all out to humiliate you just a little bit.
Oh, it doesn't matter. He's going to Busch Gardens.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. You got the tickets, though, buddy.
Enjoy.
I did get them?
You got them. You got two right.
Wow, awesome.
All right.
Awesome.
Hold the line,
congratulations,
buddy.
You did the bare minimum.
Yep,
Good job.
To get the tickets.
That's how I got through life.
All right. Hold on. Karen, thank you.
Of course, my pleasure.
He was soundly defeated, Haney. Let's close the door on this thing.
You are stupid. I am smart. Know your role and simply play your part. I'm as shrewd can be. No one f***s with Mark Haney. Take your prizes, hat in hand. Now you finally start to understand. Nothing personal, that's just me. You've been schooled by Mark Haney.
Tired of paying the high cost of new nails and screws? Now you can get that new nail and screw look and feel without the new nail and screw price at Haney's Used Nails and Screws in San Carlos Park. Haney's Used Nails and Screws, voted best place to buy used nails and screws by readers of the news press. They hammer like new, they screw like new, but they sure don't cost like new. Haney's Used Nails and Screws. Open weekdays noon till 2 p.m. in San Carlos Park, where the old A&W Drive-In used to be. Also serving the coldest beer in town. Be sure to visit us at haneysusednailsandscrews.net. Because .com was already taken. Does this sound familiar? You go into the hardware store and... Ah! Yep, it's washer and bolt sticker shock. Well, if you're tired of paying top dollar for your washers and bolts, here's good news. Announcing Stan's Pre-Owned Washers and Bolts. Stan's carefully selected pre-owned washers and bolts look and smell just like new washers and bolts, but at a fraction of the price. After all, if you can't tell the difference, why pay the difference? It's a known fact that new washers and bolts depreciate the second you take them out of the package. So don't make a several cent mistake. Insist on Stan's pre-owned washers and bolts right next to Haney's Used Nails and Screws in San Carlos Park. And don't forget, every Tuesday, it's half-price wings. For more information and money-saving coupons, look for Stan. Pre-owned washers and bolts on MySpace.
Hey, Southwest Florida. You've stuck with us through thick and thin, feast and famine, war and peace, and everything in between. Don't think for a minute that we don't appreciate it. No matter how we might come across, we love this damn job. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney.
Thank you for joining us this afternoon. We're going to get you updated on traffic here in just a second. News headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock, Fluffer, your emails. But...
You know, I couldn't help but notice when you were playing those commercials, I didn't hear anything about D-Train's used duct tape. Did it close down?
I think last time I saw it was boarded up, a lot of plywood, and covered with duct tape.
You know what? I miss D-Train. I haven't seen him in forever. If only he'd stop by once in a while.
Yeah.
Hey, fellas.
Hey!
It's D-Train, everybody.
What's going on?
I'm sorry. Celebrity... Because Dave, Dave told me.
Are we even allowed to acknowledge that he is a celebrity?
Well, we can acknowledge that he's a celebrity and involved in some big thing.
But we can't say anything about it.
Specifically what it is.
Yeah, I know you guys would be surprised, but there's not much interest in the used duct tape market.
No.
So you've decided to become an actor instead.
Extra.
Have you told Dave the old World War II thing, loose lips, sink ships?
Yeah, son of a bitch.
Yeah, Tojo Stooge.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. You should have seen Dave yesterday. Haney got the surprise of his life when he got, from his childhood, his mom and dad were listening.
We did a question of the week where Stan asked if you could... basically time travel and go back to your old room when you were a kid and you'd be allowed to take one thing back with you, what would it be?
And Haney said that he would love to have his old Coors beer can radio. It was a transistor AM radio.
I took it with me everywhere.
Well, his dad heard it.
Nice.
And he gets a mystery package delivered, and sure enough, he must have found it on eBay or some
online auction. Yeah, there was only one.
It was a Coors beer can radio. So Dave's in here. Haney is just tickled pink about it. A listener brought by a 9-volt battery, plugged it in. It works. Haney was just so happy and was so thankful for his dad finding it for him. Do you think, with Dave in the room, D-Train, that Haney could have a minute of joy without Dave saying that he had one, too?
No, it does not surprise me at all, because after all, when you're chasing the spotlight dragon, you can't let anybody else get a hit first.
But I mean, it's a beer can radio. It doesn't mean anything to anyone but me.
I had a Coors beer light can radio, too.
So if I was Dave and I was here, I'd look and you'd say, yeah, well, my mom had the Coca-Cola version of that. And she still does.
But I went and told him. And
that's kind of what he did.
Yeah.
I said, no, you didn't. You didn't have a Coors can radio.
Yeah, I did, bro.
Oh, well, I had a can radio.
And then it became a cylinder.
And then it became, well, I had a radio.
It wasn't really a radio. It was one of those shoestring telephones, but it's the same thing. Right?
And then when you were doing your project, it just saw an S-eaten grin on his face. I said, what?
Have you talked to D-Train lately?
He told me he got tricked and bamboozled.
Oh, tricked and bamboozled.
And let's not forget, while D-Train may be working on a project, Dave already established himself on Air Bud 2.
Oh, see what? Yeah.
I remember he was in part one.
He's out in the hallway. He just came and looked and saw that you were in here, and he turned around.
Yeah. Because I stole his thunder. Hey, bro, what's up?
Hey, man.
Hey, bro. When you handed me my stuff, your key...
Yeah.
No, it's fine.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah, minor technicality. Yeah. Oversight on his part.
I was just telling D-Train how you have a Coors can radio too.
Yeah, you had a Coors can radio.
I'm Stan. I'm Mr. Smartass.
It's nothing about me.
What did you have? You said you had one.
Yeah, dude, I had like a little can. I can't remember what the label was, but it was a long time ago.
It wasn't a radio, it was just a can.
Well, it was a cylinder, wasn't it?
Yeah, just like yours, man. Label got wore off because it got used.
Jeez, we're talking about an angry...
I am having a bad effing day.
Aww. That ain't my concern. I'm having a bad day, too. D-Train's having a bad day, and Haney's having a bad day.
Well, D-Train's not having a bad day.
Are you having a bad
things
day?
Things are kind of going his way.
No, things are good, man. Right on.
Gravy train with biscuit wheels.
Thank you for telling me all of that.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, thanks for
saying what?
Because heaven forbid I get to tell my friend I'm involved in a project that's loosely associated with something he loves.
Do you know that it got even better?
No, he hasn't heard yet.
No, I don't need to know.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't want to know no
yeah,
more.
Yeah, you do need to know so you can go blab it around Cape
hey,
Coral.
Hey, why don't you just do understand?
What the?
I'm just, dude, he's just getting me today,
what am I
man.
Talking about? I ain't doing anything.
Yeah, bro. He's just doing a show, man.
Yeah.
You better figure out which way your wheels are rolling, son.
What does that even mean? You really? Are you all right? Oh, no. You're having a bad day.
No. I'm in a break. Yeah. I know where I'm going, bro. I don't know where
you better not be having a break.
Walk outside and stand in the rain. I can't.
It's not rain. It's just lightning.
Even better.
Yeah.
Remember the time that lightning crash was outside and he came running in talking about a tornado?
Yeah.
Yes.
There was one right out there, bro.
Yeah, man.
Hey, look who stopped in. It's Mad Mangus.
I'm hearing the disrespect again, Dave.
Total disrespect.
Total disrespect for your show hosts.
Whoa, come on.
Dave, come on. You and I have talked about this before. These are the hosts of the show. Yeah. They should be addressed
They're
as
They're my
such.
Friends. Everybody in this room is my friend,
but that
man.
Doesn't mean you can show disrespect for the host.
Why does he have to knock me down all the time?
What did I say that was a lie?
I don't know what you said.
Then shut your mouth.
It's been 18 years of saying.
Dave, is Stan really the reason you're having a bad day?
Or not, are you just projecting it on me?
No, actually, he's been good to me today. You know,
I haven't said anything to you.
To an extent.
Then there's your program director saying,
oh, Matt's
what the
been
hell?
Good. Matt's
lighten
been great.
Up on Stan, will you please?
Dude, bro.
Don't dude bro? Bro me. Don't dude bro man me. Okay? Just a little respect for the host of the show.
That's all we ask.
Okay, hey dude, I've really got to talk to you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I
need to talk to you too.
Yeah, I'm sure he did. I'm sure he told Brad too.
I was just in Brad's office.
You're probably telling him everything. Memo.
No, I was in Brad's office because, man, I got something major going on.
Oh, well, tell me so I can tell everybody. We'll go down the hall. You can tell me, and I'll come tell everybody.
All right. You want to know?
Is this the nude modeling for the old folks home?
Dave.
Did Dave tell you guys he's getting a job as a nude model?
I'm about to let it all out on the air. People listening, and you know who you are.
Are you getting your own show again?
Dave. Let's take one thing at a time. Come here, Dave.
I'm good, man.
Dave, come here.
Dave, this is radio. People can't see.
Dave, come here.
Oh, God.
What did Matt just ask you to do for Stan?
Respect him.
Yeah.
Now, how do you spell that?
How do you spell respect?
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Respect.
Suck it to me.
I love you, bro.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do, man.
You're out for yourself.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are. Always have been.
I haven't.
What's the big news?
I can't. You
getting your own show again?
Yeah.
Are you? Like this?
No. Oh, son of a bitch!
96 K Rock, everything that rocks.
I'm gonna shoot
that was
myself,
Rise Against
bro.
With Savior.
I'm telling you, bro, killer I'm gonna song, jump man. Off a cliff at this
love
point.
It. Absolutely.
We're listening to
love
your radio.
It.
Here we go.
And you know, I gotta revert back just for a second. That Pink Floyd song, Wish You Were Here, reminded me.
Don't have a breakdown until you talk to me.
I'm having a breakdown,
long,
bro.
Long time.
You don't
want
to know what I'm telling
I took
you.
You're stepping on yourself, bro. Like,
what?
Three hits of
it'll be fine.
LSD acid, man.
Garbage, that guy he's all
decided
waste.
To make the grand idea to go
to a
water park.
He's yelling at himself.
And man, that was a bad idea. Let me tell you.
Because
I felt like a giant male member. And sometimes when you're going through those tubes, you know. And I kept thinking, man, I'm sliding into giant lady parts. You know what I'm saying? What a trip that
you
was, man.
Sure paints a picture.
God, that was like just a party in itself. Woo!
Gotta earn it. Gotta earn it.
What the hell just happened?
He's a loon.
We were just trying to talk to D-Train about his good news.
I'm going to tell you once again. there yesterday had a jump on you about the beer can radio. Today, D-Train talking about how life is going his way. He's becoming a mega superstar, and he's got a step on it.
He is.
Here he is again.
He's a thunder thief.
You're a thunder thief. Yes, Rob?
Last night, Dave also called into my program.
What? What? What are you doing, Dave?
Yeah. What?
From the Stereo Thunder 2?
What did he say?
What are you doing calling
into
his
show? You're calling into his show.
When? Last night?
Yeah.
No ball. Don't even
from the ballpark?
What?
The ballpark.
You were at the ballpark?
Oh, I was at... Well, you know, here's the deal.
See? Once again, you denied it, but you did.
I didn't call in. I came into the studio and I said, hey, bro, check this out, man. I said, somebody told me that we spit nothing but vulgar from 6 a.m. till 10 o'clock at night on this station.
Who's a we? You got a mouse in your pocket?
No, there was this old man. He come and confronted me and says, you guys are the filthiest damn radio station in all of Southwest Florida. He says, I despise you and everything that you guys stand for. And I was trying to call Rob. I said, maybe you ought to take this guy on air. But the guy ended up walking off.
So you're producing his show now, too.
I was just giving him some...
Boy, I wish you'd produce your podcast. So who
was this old man? Some kind of Satanist?
Dude, yeah, man. Total freaking pentagram guy, man.
Yeah. Came to you, huh?
Yeah, dude, I'm standing there with a tent and stuff, and he already... And yeah, I got the radio on.
Hey, look at me.
But then he came in the studio and yelled at me for not picking up the phone.
That's what we do. We go out and say, hey, look at me.
Did you put him on the air last night to
no.
talk about
I missed the phone call, but then he came in the studio and yelled at me for not picking up the phone.
Oh, come on. You're not the boss of everybody, Dave.
Come on, bro. On the hot light and line flashes, you got
to
pick it up, man.
Dave, did you have to reprimand Rob last night?
What?
Was that what you were doing?
Reprimand Rob
for not
what?
Answering the hotline.
Because he didn't take the call when you had a live one for him.
Oh, I told him. I said, dude, but I was like, bro, why didn't you answer the phone, man? That's all I said.
You didn't have a live one with him. He had already walked away, right?
I don't know if you saw the hotline ringing or not, dude. I'm not in here. I'm at the ballpark.
You didn't have that guy at the ballpark ready to go on the air.
I had the phone dialed. And I'm not
going to. How did you have a phone? Did they got Wi-Fi at the ballpark?
What's your what?
They got Wi-Fi at the ballpark? How'd your phone work?
Dude, you know how many phones I got, bro?
Yeah, none of them work. I can't ever get a hold of you.
Well, because that you don't. Well, I haven't given you the one.
Yeah, you don't have the real number.
Yeah, you don't have the real number, bro.
I don't need that.
You ain't got the real number, bro. What's up, dude?
What's your problem?
Dude, I got lots of problems.
You know what? But you still don't hesitate on trying to get on everybody's show.
I just...
This was D-Train's moment. Last night is Rob's show, not your show. He can't even talk about a beer can radio without you saying, I got one too. He can't even talk about how he's going to be the next big star because you have one too. He can't go into his show at night because you got to talk about what something that happened to you. And if he doesn't pick up the phone, you're going to come down here to make sure he knows about it.
You might want to unzip that bag and take a
Why
blood pressure medicine,
get
bro.
Get the F out of my room.
Jeez, take a Xanax, homie.
Go do what you got to do.
Diazepam.
The second we start talking to D-Train twice, you got to come in here. Get lost.
Diazepam.
Beat it. Scram. Hit the road, Jack. Jeez. Sorry about
did
that.
Did you spell that right?
Yeah, he did.
He has a good spell. You got to get him that.
What the hell?
And he does it properly.
Yep. He says the word before
here he comes back.
He spells
He's back in the hallway again.
Last minute, last
you know
word,
what?
Dave.
You're a detriment to everybody in this building.
He's a good boy.
He is not.
He's a good boy. Come on.
Jeez. Does he do that on a regular basis, by the way?
No, like once a week.
Once a week.
He's a good boy. He's trying to help.
He's just trying to get back on his show. That's all.
He's just trying to do anything. He's just trying to do anything.
Well, evidently, he's got his own show now.
Oh, yeah, big news. Because
but I
D-Train
still don't...
had big news. Mm-hmm. You had a big day yesterday. He's got to have big news.
I didn't
news.
Have a big day yesterday. My dad just sent me a beer can radio.
If there was a fly in the wall that could see the twinkle in your eye when you saw that beer can radio.
I mean, it was a big deal to me.
Yes, it was, and Dave took it away from me.
But your dad put in effort. It's not like he just went to the closet and grabbed that. Yep. He actually went out.
No, we
it,
went
found
and found the only working model in the world.
That's my whole point. It was a big deal because he did not just go to the closet. He went out, searched it down, bought it, shipped it to you. So
yeah,
it was
but
a big
I mean,
deal.
It's not a hey, look at me thing. It's a nice thing.
That he took from you.
He's a thunder stealer.
He's a thunder stealer. Well, D-Train, congratulations.
I wish I knew what we were congratulating for, but I guess we don't have time.
I know. You know, but we can't talk about it.
Can we say anything?
I think it's really cool.
I just don't want to say the title or hint to, just because, as I was telling Haney outside, I was talking. Well, the AD was going around introducing himself to people, and I said hi.
Just can we say this much?
Hold on a second, because most people won't know what you're talking about.
Well, whenever you
until you put it into context, sure. Where you were being paid to appear
on a
television show,
yeah,
as an extra.
And so, when you say AD in that context. Assistant director.
He's the assistant director, and he was introducing himself to all us extras, and he looked at me, and I said, hey, I'm Don Abernathy. He said, are you in the military? And I said, no, I'm a living historian. I'm used to wearing uniforms. He's like, well, what's that? And so I started explaining about World War II reenactment. He's like, well, I knew Civil War reenactment was a thing, but I wasn't aware of World War II. I'm interested in that. I'll come find you later. And I thought he was just placating me, being nice to the, you know, the extras.
Yeah, just blowing smoke.
And so we shot a few scenes, and then we went to break, and like 2 hours later, he came and found me. And we're talking more about it. And I was explaining about my podcast and how I went out to Texas. And he looked at me and said, I like you. I'm going to put your name down. I want to have you back for more episodes.
Get that SAG card.
And so, and this is not a small little deal you're working
this
on
is
either.
This has the potential.
Everybody's going to know about this at some point.
Yes. It has potential to be something great as like a Band of Brothers and or a Pacific.
We got to take a break. But somebody just texted between the get the hell Dave out of the studio.
Yes.
He's ruining it for everybody. Somebody just asked about your podcast, where to find your podcast.
If you can find all of them at d-410.com.
Don't we have a link on our page?
You used to could. I can put it back up there.
Yeah,
why wouldn't you?
Oh, I thought you do have a link to the site.
Not on the new page, because we just rebuilt the site.
Right. Now, can you put that up without us being banned by every internet company under God's green earth?
Yeah, I can do that.
All right, appreciate
it. What happened when Stan was told that he was no longer authorized to access his own account?
No.
Well, that's just Stan luck.
Yeah.
I must have been notified like 7 times that I have to have an access code to get. And I texted D-Trainer, says, you're trying to get on to the Amazon site? Yes. And I sent him the code that was going on. And then they start sending me warnings. And then he texts me back, can't get on.
Yeah, I finally get in because I'm trying to put the Amazon link back on your all's website because a
which
lot of
became a major ordeal.
Yeah.
And so when they finally let me in, it says, sorry, down for maintenance. I text and I said, Stan, look, this is the only time I've ever seen Amazon's page down for maintenance.
All right, we got to take a break.
So if the link's not there, make sure that it is.
No, it's there.
All right. Okay.
Go to stanhaney.com, click on the Amazon link.
Because right. People will remember that.
Yeah. And yep. Your podcast link.
D-410.com.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Oftentimes, people approach us and ask if we went to high school together. Sadly, the answer is no. We never went to high school. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. We're going to get you updated on traffic. If you're anywhere here in Southwest Florida, you know it's getting dark. It's getting rainy. Lightning. Maybe even in your area. We'll get you updated on traffic. Then I'm going to tell you where Matt Mangus is going to be on Friday. Yep, it's another South Street happy hour.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, a couple of things on the board. We will start in Fort Myers. Earlier crash, 9400 block of Gladiolus Drive. And then this one coming in, it's a crash, Bonita Springs on South Tamiami Trail. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. It's going to be a tradition. Happy hour at South Street. Join 96K Rock this and every Friday. Happy hour at South Street City Oven and Grill. That's located on Goodlett Frank Road and Pine Ridge Road in the Goodlett Corners Shopping Center in Naples. Matt Mangus this Friday broadcasting live from 4 to 6 p.m. Of course, South Street's going to have happy hour drink and food specials. Matt will have 96K Rock prizes, and while you're there, you can sign up to win tickets to see the Rolling Stones at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami. It's every Friday, but a special one, live broadcast this Friday with Matt Mangus, 4 to 6 p.m. at South Street City Oven and Grill in Naples.
Ahoy.
Hey.
Hey, Tony D'Amico. How are you, buddy? I haven't heard from you in a while. How's the restaurant up there in Cape Coral?
Well, you know, it's going, it's going.
This is the heat, the dog days of summer. This is when a lot of merchants and the business people and restaurants, you know, that you don't have the seasonal flow of customers. Gotta be slow, Tony.
Well, not only is it slow, Jim, but, I gotta tell you, my electric bill is through the friggin' roof.
What, with the AC?
I guess that's what it is, because I think it, you know, I got the thermostat set at the same temperature, 78 degrees, come rain or shine.
Yeah.
But the bill just keeps going up, so I guess it's because it's running all the
time. You don't have central air, though. You got those window shakers.
Yeah, but they're all set to a sensible 78 degrees.
That's a little too warm. Warm for me, and might be a little warm for your customers if you had any. All right, well, what's up, Tony?
Nothing much. I just wanted to give you a heads up.
Give me a heads up. All right.
And ask just a small favor.
All right, what's the small favor? Oh, before you do that, Tony, let me ask you. I like doing this. Hey, Tony, how's the chowder?
Well, you want me to say not so good, Al?
Never mind. You got the joke. You know what? You remember Happy Days.
Yeah, and I know you get a real big kick out of that. Okay. Because it's got nothing to do with the chowder. It was a line that said, hey, Al is asking Potsy.
Potsy's asking Al.
No, Al is asking Potsy, how's the fish, boys? And there's a beat pause.
Yeah, not so good.
And I think it's Richie says, not so good. I know your game.
Okay, well, all right. Well, serious talk, because you call for a reason, usually to promote something or to get something. What is the favor? There's something going on in your life?
Well, Stan, you know, normally I don't get into rumors, innuendo. The trash people talk, you know what I'm talking
about.
To you, it's
all junk.
It's all junk, and you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the people that just walk by the restaurant with a nose up.
Yeah.
Talking about the freaks that deliver ice. And it is damaging.
Yep.
It is damaging not only to me, but to Timmy, my doctor, and my relationship with you.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something.
Yeah.
If I ever get my hands on who it is, and ladies and gentlemen, keep in mind, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to somebody else. If I find out who it is that's going around spreading these rumors about me, I will break your goddamn neck.
Somebody, who's spreading rumors about you? Most of the stuff that hits the rumor mill about your place is true, but you
and
know
let
what?
Let me tell you something. Tell you something else. I catch up with this joker, I will rip your tongue out by the goddamn roof. Thank you very much.
Thank you. What room? What's going around? What's going on, Tony? Seriously, somebody saying some stuff?
Yes. But I certainly don't want to give voice to these rumors. I'm just asking you, I know you take phone calls.
Yeah.
And I have reason to believe that people may be calling you either today or in the near future to try and besmirch my good name.
What's left of it. Okay, what are they saying?
I would rather not say that.
Oh, Tony, I mean, if they're going to call up and besmirch your name, I'm going to need to know what it is to defend you. You know, I'm your biggest defender when you're in the right, and when you're in the wrong, I'll let you know it. But if somebody's calling up spreading nasty rumors and innuendo
about my buddy Tony D'Amico and that restaurant, Cape Crepe and Chowder. I would need to know about it.
All right. Okay.
It sounds like this is really bothering you.
So you think the way to handle this is just to go head on, say what the rumor is,
yes,
to discredit it.
Yes, and be out in front of it, Tony. Don't let people start going and dictating what. Get out in front of it and stop it right now.
Stan, that goes against my instincts, but you're a professional.
Right.
You're a man in the public eye.
That's right. That's right. You got to be out in front of this. Your instincts have failed you over the last 50 years.
Stan, I'm putting a lot of trust in you here because I don't think it's a good idea.
What is it, Tony? Just look, we're talking to each other right now. Who cares who's listening? You and I, we're having a talk. There's some rumor and innuendo going.
I was in a bowling league with you years ago.
Yeah, I was in a bowling league years ago.
Do you remember a guy named Earl Bugner?
Yeah, I remember. He had his brother was Joe Bugner.
I don't know his brother, but
yeah, I knew both of them, Earl and Joe.
He's the one that would have a rolling suitcase,
yes,
full of bowling balls.
Yes. And his brother was Joe. I knew Joe better, but we played him in a league game, and Earl came in with his rolling cart of bowling balls and five different pairs of shoes and gloves,
yeah,
and wrist harnesses and all of that stuff.
Yeah, suffice it to say, guy thinks a lot of himself.
Yeah.
Used to own an auto glass shop down the street from me.
Yeah. Him and his brother owned it.
And he was a very good customer of mine for many years.
Okay.
And I haven't seen him so much lately. Last time I saw him prior to today, he'd come in with his sob story about how his wife had left him, bankrupted the business, and took off in a lesbian affair with a woman of color.
Oh, my goodness.
And that seemed to just be the final straw for Earl.
Yeah.
He was never the same after that.
Oh, you can imagine. It attacks right at your core. A relationship that's supposed to last forever. Then you find out she's a lesbian on top of that. And I know Earl and I knew Joe. Both of them took notice of color.
Absolutely. So I felt bad for the fella, you know? I lent him an ear, comped him a chowder.
Comped him some slop. Yeah.
I knew this was a bad idea.
It's not a bad idea. You know what?
You're not taking me serious.
I am taking you serious. You don't have to throw in, Tony, that you comped him some of that junk chowder of yours. You know, you could have comped him a lot more than that, but you know what? You got to throw in that you comped him some chowder. Whoop-de-doo. Earl's going through a lot. You did a lot for him. You don't have to throw in the chowder stuff. You were helping a guy out.
All right.
Crying out loud. Serving chowder. I'm surprised the guy didn't just walk out of the place. Nah, sorry. So you're reaching out to him and trying to be nice to him.
Now, I think somewhere along the line, because, you know, I take a lot of pride in the restaurant.
Always have, even when it was closed down because it was rat infested. Go ahead.
That's racist. You're not allowed to say that.
It was. Your place was full of rats.
But you're not allowed to say it.
All right.
I was watching the MSBC, and they say you're not allowed. Rats is a racist term.
All right. I don't know.
So
it
don't
changes every day. All right.
Okay.
Okay.
So I think somewhere along the line,
yeah,
Earl's been stewing about everything that he's lost.
Right.
And I think maybe he's looking at my restaurant through rose-colored glasses,
sure,
and maybe thinks I'm doing a little better than I really am.
Right. We know you're not. Earl, have any kids, too? Did he lose the kids?
I don't know. He never mentioned it.
Okay. Yeah.
He's old enough now. If he did, they'd probably be grown anyway.
Right. So he thinks that you have things pretty good.
Well, yeah. The past couple of times he's been in, he's, you know, oh, you're doing pretty good for yourself, Antonio. Mm-hmm. You know what? If anybody knows, Earl, you know that hell is reserved for the small businessman.
Yep. Especially you.
So today, he comes into the restaurant. I'm in the back with Enrique.
Who's Enrique?
He's my part-time help.
Where's Big Tim?
He's up front. He's working the door.
Oh, working the door?
He likes to do it. He likes to meet people. Okay. And, you know, press the buttons on the cash register.
Okay. So he can work the register and everything, huh?
Yeah, but he plays with it too much. Okay. I gotta cancel out a lot of fake transactions at the end of the day because he just likes the bell.
I understand. You know? Sure. Okay, so you're in the back.
And I hear Timmy, and he's giggling. And I figure nothing good can come of that.
No. He's getting amused by something, and usually it's important.
And, you know, Timmy's sense of humor is not real sophisticated.
Sophisticated. You know? Sophisticated.
Yeah. Well, you know what I mean.
Sophisticated.
So I come out, and there's Bugner. And at first, I don't notice what's so funny. Because he's wearing the same kind of crap he always wears, you know, some kind of hula shirt and cargo shorts.
Right, right.
And normally he's wearing a pair of flip-flops.
Okay.
But I look a little closer, and Earl is carrying a purse.
What?
I think at first, okay, maybe it's some kind of European man bag.
It's a man bag.
But then I notice he's wearing a pair of high heels like a lady would wear.
Oh, jeez.
And I sent Timmy to the back, and I say, "Hello, Earl. May I help you?" And he said, "Please, sir, do not refer to me as Earl. My name is Ella.
Ella?
I am a lady, and I expect to be treated as such."
Oh, geez. So what, is he like in transition and all this stuff? Wants to be identified as a woman now?
Evidently, Stan, but all he did was put on a pair of his wife's high heels and one of her old purses.
Well, then maybe he's just going through. He misses his wife. Wants
I think he's mental.
And he wants you to call him Ella?
He demands it. And then I have to refer to him as she, her, them, or it, or they, or Z.
He didn't have one of her bras on, too, did he?
I didn't look too close.
Jeez, must have made you feel uncomfortable, huh?
And then I said, "Earl, you may take a seat at your customary booth." And he yells again, "Call me Ella." I said, "Okay, Ella, here's your booth." And then he can't walk so good in high heels, and he stumbles. And then I make the mistake of a slight guffaw.
What did you do?
I just laughed a little bit.
You laughed at him.
Well, he stumbled in the heels, which he shouldn't be wearing in a first place.
I understand that. Did you help the nice lady up?
Yeah, I wasn't touching that. So, I said, will it be the usual Miss Ella?
Uh-huh.
Because I'm thinking maybe it's a joke and I should just play along.
I don't know. You shouldn't be joking about that now in this day and age.
I bring him out, a bowl of chowder, and he likes the captain's wafers. I keep them in the back. Mm-hmm. It's course prohibitive to keep them out there because everybody prefers them over the salt beans.
I understand that.
So if somebody asks, I'll bring them.
Now, I want to know what's the rumor mill about you? Why am I going to get calls about you? About this is all about Earl Bugner and becoming Ella. Why are you all bent out of shape that I'm going to be getting calls over the next few days?
Because when I go to stream the chowder, he cut my balls.
He what? He did what? What? Say that again.
When I leaned in slightly to serve him his chowder,
yeah,
like I always have, he reached out and cupped my balls.
There is something wrong with him. I mean, now, I know even women wouldn't do that to you.
Stan, it was an involuntary reaction.
He cupped your balls.
And it was, I'm pretty sure it was an open-handed slap that I gave him. Now, I do wear rings, so it's possible there was some damage done.
So you struck a lady.
That's what I'm accused of.
Yeah, that's what, yes.
And then he gets up out of the booth and starts talking in this kooky voice, trying to sound like a lady, saying, how dare you, sir?
You are going to be accused of slapping a woman in your restaurant.
And I said, you know what, Earl? GTFO.
GTFO.
And then, at that point, he had the nerve.
The
unmitigated ghoul to look me in the eye and said, Tony D'Amico, I am going to own this restaurant now because you have struck a woman.
Yep.
You have sexually harassed a woman.
Yep.
And he says, I'm going to own this restaurant. And then you know what you can do, Tony? You can go back where you came from.
Oftentimes, people approach us and ask if we went to high school together. Sadly, the answer is no. We never went to high school. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Hope you're staying dry. There was an afternoon storm that came through the desirable Daniels Corridor. I took video of it because it came through so strong, so wet, so much lightning, so much wind. I would go and put that up to hurricane pictures over the past decade, and it was right up there. Oh, it was just a squall. That's all. Don't worry about it. Obviously not sustained like a hurricane, but it was knocking over.
For about 15 minutes, it probably was.
It was knocking over plants. It was sending debris flying all around the neighborhood. It was wild.
This time of year is crazy. After the show last night, I was out sitting by the pool.
Yeah.
Sky looks clear. Clear as can be. And I am startled beyond all reason because the thunder was so loud that it couldn't even see a cloud. It's like, where the hell is that coming from?
I know where you live, this squall, because my girlfriend called me. She works down
so
by where you live.
So was it last night?
Yeah, early. It was still daylight.
Yeah, then that's what I was hearing.
Bear with me. I want to show Haney just this one clip that I have. It goes about 15 seconds or so. But this was take a look at this. This was my house at that
last night.
Last night, about 7:30.
That's when I was hearing the thunder.
Look at this. That was at my house. Look at this.
And you know what? I was high and dry.
Look at this.
Sun was out where I was.
Yeah, and it was like a mini hurricane coming through. And then afterwards, it was all gone.
Localized squall.
Yeah, no worry about it. And I'm like, this is causing damage. This thing is coming through mean. Things were flying, debris being tossed into the air.
Yeah, but it only lasted 15 minutes.
Yeah, 15 minutes, it was over.
Yeah, unlike, you know, your 3 days worth of hell with a real storm.
Yeah. All right, let's get you updated. And it is wet out there for some of you, and a lot of thunder and lightning around, so be careful. Traffic brought to you by Jet's Pizza.
Now, K-Rock Traffic.
All right, let's see what we got. Let's three on the board. We'll start in Fort Myers. Crash, McGregor Boulevard, and Southtown and River Drive. Fort Myers, crash, South Tamiami Trail and Cypress Terrace. And this one showing up in Estero, crash, South Tamiami Trail and Corkscrew Road.
Why is it as soon as you said three on the board, I immediately thought of three on the tree?
Yeah, remember those days?
I sure do.
Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
Nightly News with David Brinkley in Washington and John Chancellor in New York.
What is going on with this machine? It happens at least twice a week. Try it again. Top quality.
Hi, I'm Garrett Gutley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Wednesday, July 31st.
Double M-X-I-X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for things you didn't know.
Hey.
I don't know if it's as popular as it was, but when we were kids, Stan, at the first sign of any sort of respiratory distress that may be a cold, could be the flu, out came the Vicks.
That was, at least for our generation... Yeah, they got so many things out here now, the sprays. And it was Vicks, and it was stuffed up your nose. It was put on your chest, and then a cloth was put on there and pinned to your jammies. And my old man used to make me put some in my mouth, too.
Which is not what it's for.
Of course not.
That was just to spite you.
Of course it was. Yep.
But did you know the man who invented Vicks VapoRub also invented something else? Junk mail.
Wait, what was his age? Vicks came out, like, I want to say, like, in the 30s.
Yeah, and he invented junk mail, too.
What, that you would get in your mailbox, like flyers and stuff?
He was the first one to do it, I guess. This is a word that I would like to hear more of. We all know when something horrible happens, we refer to it as a catastrophe.
Yeah.
What is the opposite of that?
Well, there's so many other words to describe catastrophe. I'm sure there's a bunch of words to describe the opposite of it.
This is the direct opposite.
I have no idea.
A eucatastrophe is when something absolutely amazing happens.
Never heard it used, a eucatastrophe.
Well, yeah, it's because there's usually no call for that.
Okay, I'm going to tell
you. You hear catastrophe all the time.
All the local news reporters that are going to the various different scenes, and because I know you listen, I see our stuff the next day, use the word eucatastrophe in one of your reports. You know, go to some scene, you're standing there.
But doesn't one have to happen?
Eucatastrophe.
They're very rare.
I've never heard the word used.
I haven't. I haven't either, but I'd like to.
Yep. So there's something. When the story, use the word, you Winks and BBHs and Zevins and Fox 4s with the red, eucatastrophe. Use it.
Yeah, but they just don't happen.
No.
Bad things happen all the time. Good things, you don't hear about it. Kit Kat has a horrible secret.
Kit Kat is one of my favorite all-time candy bars. I will take a Kit Kat over a lot of other things.
The little layer of chocolate in between the wafers in a Kit Kat bar.
Give me a break, yeah.
It's almost a Soylent Green scenario.
Huh?
The little layers of chocolate are actually recycled Kit Kats.
Oh, my God. What? Recycled?
When Kit Kats come off the line.
Yeah.
And they look wrong.
Right. One of the snap off little wafers is a little
off. Yeah, something's not right. This one doesn't, it's not going to make the cut.
The chocolate didn't completely cover it or something?
Yeah. They are ground up into a paste and inserted into future bars.
All right. They were green before anybody knew they were green.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this whole green thing.
It's ridiculous.
It's a joke.
Yep.
And you're being taken advantage of.
Yep.
I saw a story where Holiday Inn has trumpeted a big announcement.
I saw that.
That they are going to save the ocean. How will they do this?
Tell them, Haney.
Stupid. Well, you know how when you go into a quality hotel room, you are accustomed to seeing nicely wrapped little tiny soaps.
Yep.
You'll see shampoo and conditioner, little tiny containers.
Yep, a little thingoscope.
Yep. So that you know... That's my scope. That's my shampoo.
Yep.
No one's effed with it.
Nope.
This is only for me. They're doing away with that to save the ocean.
Going green. It's all that extra plastic.
Yeah. And they expect to be applauded for this. What does this mean for you? Well, it means Holiday Inn is going to save a butt ton of money because you're going to be dealing with a bulk bottle of shampoo and conditioner that other people have effed with.
Well, they'll leave a little squirt thing on the top for you.
But you know other
of
people
course,
have messed with
yes.
it. Half empty and clumped up.
Then when the maid comes into your room, they have the big industrial-sized drums that they just tip and fill up again.
Mm-hmm. So, this is a great cost-cutting move by them, but they're marketing it as being green and saving the ocean.
Less plastic, Haney.
And that's what all responsible businesses need to do, right?
Jeez. Do you remember when Penn and Teller had their series on?
Yes, I remember the name of it, too.
Yep. You know, BS.
Mm-hmm.
And they did a whole thing on recycling.
Mm-hmm. It's a scam.
And it's a scam because the amount of energy, time, and resources it takes to sort through plastic at the recycling bins, sort through the glass, sort through the garbage, it costs more and uses more fossil fuels and all to go and manpower to separate all that stuff out, that it is not cost effective, environmentally effective. It's just a scam.
Yeah. People make money off it and other people feel good about themselves. And that started right around the time where there had to have been a decision made somewhere high up that we no longer will deal in reality. We were just talking about it outside. I think it was in Samoa, they had the World Powerlifting Championships, and it was an amazing meet that they had because on the women's side, there were several new world records set, and they had a new champion female power lifter.
Yep.
So who was this young lady who is possessed of Herculean strength, breaking records that have stood forever? Well, your new ladies champion is someone who failed as a power lifter as a man, was average or below average as a man, but then when he underwent this transformation to become female, then she was going to continue her powerlifting career.
Yep.
And went from a nobody to world records overnight.
Ridiculous. And I'm telling you.
The Samoans didn't like it one bit.
Women athletes have fought for decades. What were they? The proposition, whatever it was, for high schools to have the equal amount of women and men sports. Fought for decades to get themselves recognized in the field of athletics, and they are very upset because transgenders who now identify as females are going into their division and just look at this. That's a woman? Yeah. That's not. And they're now.
Oh, she's pretty.
And they're now calling for them to be banned. And in this day and age, you can have your own division. But I would seem to think that some people wouldn't like that either. I
can't. No, it's because it seems like all of the energy is devoted to the fringes of society.
Yep.
And you know why they can't have a transgender division? There aren't enough of them.
Correct. You know, people want to know, is this something that has just come about in the last 5 years? No. If Haney and
what's come about in the last 5 years is somebody like a Charlize Theron who adopts an African child, and that boy decides he's going to be a girl. Well, we're going to make sure that this child grows up with female hormones and is always treated as a female. Rather than saying, you're a three-year-old, you don't know what you are.
When Haney and I were growing up, they had transgender people and they had people that identified. And you know what? Because it's 0.1% of the entire population, school districts, towns, cities took it on a case-by-case basis. If you're uncomfortable, we will make arrangements for you so that you can feel comfortable.
Because it can be done.
Because it can be done. You don't have to go and turn the earth on its axis for this just to be recognized.
And I don't know if we have any Hollywood actresses that listen to this show, but just as a public service announcement, you know, I realize you didn't give birth to the child, so that's kind of an issue. But God bless you for adopting a needy child. There is a very easy way, though, to tell the sex of a child. I don't know if you're aware of this. It's called genitalia.
Yep.
And it'll rarely lead you down a wrong path. Now, if you need a diagram, I can send it to you. But it's very easy to tell what sex a child is and then raise them appropriately.
Yeah.
If a three-year-old child tells you, I don't think I'm a boy, I think I'm a girl, here's some food for thought. That's a three-year-old. Do you take advice from a three-year-old? Do you take anything else a three-year-old says seriously? If a three-year-old tells you, Mommy, I'm not Billy, I'm Superman, do you make arrangements for the child to live his life as a superhero? Do you take them up to the Chamber of Solitude and make sure they're indoctrinated so that they can be a successful superhero. I know that you and I both, over our childhood, we identified as astronauts.
Oh, I was Batman.
Cowboys, you were Batman. Yep. Yeah, I think I was Batman at one time, too. If only my parents had listened. We could be superhero crime fighters today, Stan.
Yeah.
Damn them. In a moment.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
Because of the overwhelming success, Jason and Todd are going to end the month of July just as they began it, with the fireworks of 5 years interest-free financing. Visit the Diamond District now through the end of July and take advantage of 5 years interest-free financing. If you purchase beautiful 2-carat total weight diamond stud earrings for $6,000, your monthly payment would only be $99 per month. Maybe it's time to purchase that diamond ring or bracelet you've always wanted for $2,500. Your payment would only be $42 per month and zero interest for 5 years. Now is the perfect time to visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. With the largest selection of gorgeous fashion jewelry, more GIA and Forevermark loose certified diamonds than any other jeweler in Southwest Florida, and over 3,000 engagement rings to choose from, all with 5 years interest-free financing now through the end of July. You simply won't find a better diamond buying experience than with the Diamond District.
At the Diamond District.
And now, back to Haney's News on the Stan and Haney Show.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, I think by now everyone is aware of this trend where people are filming themselves defacing products at the grocery store.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Now,
go eat a Tide Pod.
I can understand if there is a specific person that you have lost all respect for and you require some sort of revenge.
Oh, yeah, you can understand that.
Not that I condone it, but I can understand it.
Yes.
But when you make the decision that I would like to, at the very least, inconvenience or nauseate, if not cause a total stranger to become sick for my amusement, is it just... You want to do this to all of humanity in general? I don't think I need to go on for why it doesn't make any sense to me.
Talking about Potato Girl. She identifies.
Police in West Mifflin, Pennsylvania have been on the hunt for a woman who thought it would be a good idea to head to the Walmart Wednesday night and piss all over the potatoes.
Jeez.
The potatoes were located at floor level, so she didn't even have to put in all that much effort. She just positioned herself over the potatoes, relieved herself, and calmly walked away. An employee spotted this, the aftermath, so the store got rid of each and every potato and sanitized the area. But the woman calmly walked out of the store. Police released surveillance footage of her to try and track her down, because obviously there's something very, very wrong with her.
Yep.
The surveillance footage shows the woman walking out of the store, not the moment she was, well, watering the potatoes. The story blew up yesterday, and the woman turned herself in, accompanied by her lawyer.
Yeah, lawyered up.
It turns out The culprit is a 20-year-old woman named Grace Brown. And she is facing various charges, including indecent exposure and public drunkenness. And yes, they did ask her, why on earth did you do this? She replied through her lawyer, she was, quote, not thinking, and may or may not remember doing it at all. Her lawyer is a piece of work and uses a lot of language like, well, we're not here to address the problems that she may or may not have that may or may not have contributed. Just shut up.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill. Sometimes, and it's rare, but sometimes things just kind of take care of themselves. A 19-year-old woman was out driving drunk in Irvine, California around 3:30 a.m. Monday morning when she crashed her Range Rover into the gates outside of a building. The building she crashed into?
Yeah.
The county jail. She was arrested for a DUI and escorted into said jail.
Yeah, yeah, there it is. There's the vehicle.
Takes care of itself right there. Don't even have to leave the property. No. Just head right on out there. Come on in, honey. You're home. And that's the news for today, Wednesday,
there he is.
July
Little
31st.
Little Mark Haney selling it.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is. Little Mark Haney selling it like it is.
News brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. We're Stan and Haney.
A lot of people ask us how the hell we've managed to stay on the air for so damn long. Well, there's a bunch of reasons, but here's two of them. Our guardian angel wears a hard hat, and Father Pete had to call in a few favors. Without that, we'd have been gone in 1998, and that's the truth. Stan and Haney on 96K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for spending your afternoon with us. Rob's show coming up at 6 o'clock. He will take you through your evening. Cockfight coming up as well. But first, let's get you updated one last time on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Brought to you by Jet's Pizza.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, a couple of things on the board. Both of them Fort Myers. We have a disabled vehicle. 6 Mile Cypress and South Tamiami Trail. And the other one, they say traffic control. Fort Myers. At the 14,000 block of A&W Bulb Road. And you are up to date. Let's laugh.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96K-Rock.
I don't know what you heard about my show. You probably heard I was into the comedy thing, but kind of getting out of that now. Getting more into the music, and this is what I do, so... I'm kind of getting into American Indian folk music. I'd like to do one of these tunes for you now because now I realize as a semi-professional comedian, I can't come out here and just sing a straight folk song and have people get into it the way I have. So what I've done is I've jazzed it up a little bit, given it that pop feel so you might get into the rhythm of it. But basically, I have kept it very traditional. I'd like to do this for you right now. So this might be your introduction to this form of music that I love so much. So here we go. Hey,
Hi, little girl. Yeah.
Okay. It's good to hear Steve Martin. Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We are the Stan and Haney Show, and we leave you this afternoon with this. Ahoy. Tony D'Amico, how are you, buddy? I haven't heard from you in a while. How's the restaurant up there in Cape Coral?
Well, you know, it's going, it's going. Do you remember a guy named Earl Bugner? Used to own an auto glass shop down the street from me.
Yeah.
And he was a very good customer of mine for many years.
Okay.
Last time I saw him prior to today, he'd come in with his sob story about how his wife had left him, took off in a lesbian affair with a woman of color.
Oh, my goodness.
And that seemed to just be the final straw for Earl.
Yeah.
So today, he comes into the restaurant. I'm in the back with Enrique, and I hear Timmy, and he's giggling. And I figured nothing good could come of that. And, you know, Timmy's sense of humor is not real sophisticated.
Sophisticated. You know? Sophisticated.
Yeah. Well, you know what I mean. So I come out, and there's Bugner. And at first, I don't notice what's so funny. Because he's wearing the same kind of crap he always wears. You know, some kind of hula shirt and cargo shorts.
Right.
And normally, he's wearing a pair of flip-flops.
Okay.
But I look a little closer, and Earl is carrying a purse. I think at first, okay, maybe it's some kind of European man bag.
It's a man bag.
But then I notice he's wearing a pair of high heels like a lady would wear.
Oh, jeez.
And I sent Timmy to the back, and I say, "Hello, Earl. May I help you?" And he said, "Please, sir, do not refer to me as Earl. My name is Ella.
Ella?
I am a lady, and I expect to be treated as such."
Oh, geez. So what, is he like in transition and all this stuff? Wants to be identified as a woman now?
Evidently, Stan, but all he did was put on a pair of his wife's high heels and one of her old purses.
Well, then maybe he's just going through. He misses his wife.
I think he's mental.
And he wants you to call him Ella?
He demands it. Then I have to refer to him as she, her, them, or it, or they, or Z.
He didn't have one of her bras on, too, did he?
I didn't look too close.
Jeez, must have made you feel uncomfortable, huh?
And then I said, "Earl, you may take a seat at your customary booth." And he yells again, "Call me Ella." I said, "Okay, Ella, here's your booth." And then he can't walk so good in high heels, and he stumbles. And then I make the mistake of a slight guffaw.
What did you do?
I just laughed a little bit.
You laughed at him?
Well, he stumbled in the heels, which he shouldn't be wearing in the first place.
I understand that. Did you help the nice lady up?
I wasn't touching that. So, I said, will it be the usual Miss Ella?
Uh-huh.
Because I'm thinking maybe it's a joke and I should just play along.
I don't know. You shouldn't be joking about that now in this day and age.
I bring him out, a bowl of chowder and the captain's wafers. I keep them in the back. Mm-hmm. It's course prohibitive to keep them out there because everybody prefers them over the saltines.
I understand that.
So if somebody asks, I'll bring them.
Now, I want to know, what's the rumor mill about you? Why am I going to get calls about you? About this is all about Earl Bugner and becoming Ella. Why are you all bent out of shape that I'm going to be getting calls over the next few days?
Because when I go to spin the chowder, he cut my balls.
He what? He did what? What? Say that again.
When I leaned in slightly to serve him his chowder.
Yeah.
like I always have, he reached out and cupped my balls.
There is something wrong with him. I mean, now, I know even women wouldn't do that to you.
Stan, it was an involuntary reaction.
He cupped your balls.
And it was, I'm pretty sure it was an open-handed slap that I gave him. Now, yeah. I do wear rings, so yeah. It's possible there was some damage done.
So you struck a lady.
That's what I'm accused of.
Yeah, that's what, yes.
And then he gets up out of the booth and starts talking in this kooky voice, trying to sound like a lady, saying, how dare you, sir?
You are going to be accused of slapping a woman in your restaurant.
And I said, you know what, Earl? GTFO.
GTFO.
And then, at that point, he had the nerve.
The
unmitigated ghoul to look me in the eye and said, Tony D'Amico, I am going to own this restaurant now because you have struck a woman.
Yep.
You have sexually harassed a woman.
Yep.
And he says, I'm going to own this restaurant. And then you know what you can do, Tony? You can go back where you came from.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.